Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, February 21st, 2019. We have, about 23 ships on today's Columbia River ship schedule. So we have a lot of vessels. A lot of them are anchored, and that is one of the reasons for the high ship count today and this week. So a lot of ships waiting in anchorages on the river, and so a lot to talk about there. In our marine weather forecast, we've got high pressure offshore over our area this week in the northeastern Pacific. We have a frontal system moving down the coast tomorrow and tomorrow evening, followed by a weak low on Saturday night and Sunday. So it's that weather pattern that we always talk about at this time of year, where storms kind of roll down from the Alaska area to our kind of along that great circle route that ships have to take. So if you watch the weather, some of the weather systems sort of generate up in that area and kind of roll down the coast. And unfortunately, it is kind of in the path of where ships go. So at this time of year, a lot of the mariners who come here that get to sit in the anchorage a bit and just do some work on the ship while it's not moving, that's a welcome break from all the bouncing around that they probably have been doing out there in the ocean. Overall, in our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect through this evening. And northeast winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20. The winds will move around to the north, 5 to 10 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves from the north, 2 feet high at 4 seconds, and northwest swells, 12 feet high at 13 seconds apart. And the seas are already that height in the waters off Seaside, Oregon, this morning. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the dangers. We talk about transit, the role that professional mariners play on ships, including their crews and also pilots, especially in restricted waters like the river, where there are navigation channels. There are a lot of safety issues there when you're bringing ships in. There are weather issues, all sorts of things that mariners are taking into account. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about what happens when a ship sinks in a navigational waterway. It can be really problematic for many reasons. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have two inbounders today. We have 13 in our Astoria anchorage area, and between the anchorage area, right off Astoria's downtown and at the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, but visible from the waterfront. So there's a whole line of ships out there today. In our outbounders, we have 9 heading downriver and out to sea today. So let's take a look at who we've got. We have the articulated tug and barge, the Crowley Maritime-owned vessel, the Sound Reliance. She's arriving from Ferndale, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. Her cargo is refined petroleum, and she will pass Astoria inbound probably around 1 p.m., headed for Vancouver, probably get there at about maybe 7 this evening. The T-Rex is arriving from San Francisco. She's a bulk carrier headed for the Port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. About 6 hours later, you'll see her in the Portland area. Tomorrow, we have some ships coming in as well. The Guangzhou Highway is arriving from offshore with Hondas on board. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 in the morning, headed upriver to the Port of Portland. The Nasaka is arriving from China tomorrow, headed for the Astoria Anchorage, as is the Agassia B. The Global Striker is arriving in the afternoon, headed for Longview to pick up logs. The Saga Discovery will be arriving tomorrow from Vancouver, BC, headed for the Port of Vancouver, Washington. And the Amstel Tiger is arriving from offshore, headed for Astoria's Anchorage, getting there maybe in the early hours of Saturday morning. In the Astoria Anchorage, we've got a bunch of stuff out there, a bunch of ships. The Glorious Kamigari is headed for Portland to pick up potash today, but not until about 11 o'clock this evening. And that leaves the Ever Sovereign, the Vita Cosmos, the King Milo, the Agia Skeppy, the Arabella, the Sea Star Venture, and the Apollo awaiting orders in the anchorage. In the Rice Island Anchorage area, up a little bit upriver from Astoria, there are 5 ships there: the Auckland Spirit, the Aspasia Luck, the Dream Sky, the Vita Spirit, the Bonanza YR. I just love all these names. And in our outbounders, the Funing is leaving the Port of Portland about 4:15. She left about 4:15 this morning. That would put her past Astoria about 10:30 outbound. The Horizon Leader is leaving the Port of Portland. She's a car carrier with Toyotas on board, leaving about 3 p.m., so about 9 p.m. you might see her running lights going by Astoria. The Goliath Leader is leaving the Port of Portland. She came in with Hondas on board, could be leaving with at least some Fords, brand new Fords, on her way to Asia, so some new cars going out of the U.S. to Asia. Usually it's Asia to here with the new cars. The Jemira Beach is leaving Longview about 4 p.m., so about 7:30 you might see her past Astoria. The Glovis Corona is leaving Portland with Hyundais on board. She's a car carrier leaving about 6 p.m. Might see her running lights going by around midnight if you happen to be within sight of the river at that time. The Pan Pride is leaving Vancouver about 6:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 12:30. The Federal Iberville is leaving the Port of Portland with soda ash on board around 7 p.m., so maybe 1 p.m. outbound. The Goya is leaving Longview with wheat on board at about 11 o'clock in the evening outbound, so about 3.5 hours later, passing Astoria. And the Clipper Brilliance is leaving Portland with potash on board around midnight, so won't see her until about 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, past Astoria outbound. Well, interesting news item that I found from Reuters online, Reuters news story, about a Dominica-flagged supply vessel that had capsized and sunk in the westbound lane of the traffic separation scheme. This is off of in Singapore. So traffic separation scheme is a fancy word for ship channel, but they have defined areas where ships go. So they actually have on their nautical charts lanes where ships go. This is in a more complicated setup than we have here, where we basically have a ship channel that's hundreds of feet wide, but relatively narrow compared to the size of the ships that are in it. So all ports have places where ships can safely go and where they can't. And this, in this case, they call them traffic separation scheme. It's a plan for where ships can go here. So at any rate, a supply vessel, which is generally a smaller vessel than a cargo ship, sank in one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. And so they've issued navigational broadcasts asking ships to navigate with caution in the vicinity of this incident. So here's a case where a vessel has sunk in the middle of a place where other vessels have to go. This is the equivalent of an accident blocking I-5. But give you like a semi-truck, which just happened yesterday. That was I-5 was closed for several hours in Oregon because of an accident between a few semis, or at least two semis. So here we have a case where a major navigational artery, so to speak, a place where ships come and go, is blocked. So I want to talk a little bit about, a ship sinking. We sort of tend to think about a ship sinking out of sight. And this vessel apparently did sink out of sight. And then it does become a navigational hazard in the sense that people can't see it and they need to know where it is. So they've taken steps to let other vessels know that this vessel is there in the way and can't be seen. But here on the Columbia, and I've talked about this before, but not for a while, our ship channel is a pretty tight fit for the ships coming in here. Even on a good tide, when you're coming in on the high tide, there's not more than a few feet of water underneath ships, especially when they are going inland here past Astoria upriver. So the Columbia River pilots, the bar pilots, bring the ships in from the ocean to Astoria, and the Columbia River pilots, which are a separate professional group of marine pilots who specialize in inland waterway navigation, take the ships from Portland to from Astoria to Portland and back again. So it sort of speaks to the piloting skills of our pilots, certainly. But also, if a ship were to sink here, it would basically kind of go down a couple of feet and kind of go chunk on the bottom and sit there and would not look a whole lot different from what it looked like when it was floating. So that's kind of an interesting, interesting bit of information pertaining to our area here. The ships, but it does bring up the overall issue of a ship sinking in the channel that would block traffic. And that is one of the many safety issues that pilots consider and are very careful about when they bring ships in. It's not just pollution or risk to life and cargo. They don't want anything blocking traffic in a major commercial artery there, so for vessels. So you've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.